Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. And now joining me this morning for an update on the rental assistance and utility assistance programs in New Mexico, Henry Valdez is back with us on the telephone. He is a representative with the New Mexico Department of Administration and Finance. Mr. Valdez, good morning. Good to have you on KSJE once again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Great to have you with us. And we've talked to you before about these programs. And it's, as I said, great to have you back because there is still money in these programs to help New Mexicans with this rental and utility assistance, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So the state of New Mexico was initially granted $170 million of federal aid to give to New Mexicans for rent and utility assistance. And it's for households experiencing financial hardship due to the COVID-19 outbreak. So I'm happy to say that right now we have awarded a little over $12 million and we're pushing towards 13. Every week, you know, we're working at getting more money out the door. But you know, we've hit some pretty significant milestones over since the last time that we spoke with you. There's still a lot of money available. You know, we're still doing our best to get the word out, encourage people to apply. So, you know, if people are out there and listening to this program, you know, we really want people to go to renthelpnm.org. Again, that's renthelpnm.org and apply to the program.
Indeed. And is there anything you can think of as to maybe why more money has not been applied for, or are we about on target as to where you thought we would be with these programs?
So every state has had some unexpected difficulties in terms of like not as many applicants as we initially thought. We believe that it has to do with the moratoriums and kind of the understanding of the moratoriums in terms of that a number of renters that owe back rent believe that the moratoriums would somehow like wipe the slate clean of the rent that they owe. And so I've been kind of taking on that and doing programs such as yours to let people know like that doesn't get rid of the money that you owe. That debt is with you. It'll stay with you. But thankfully, you know, we have the ERAP program, which will cover up to 15 months of rental assistance, right? So we could pay up to 12 months of rent and utilities in the rears, you know, for owed rent, as well as 3 months into the future. So there's a significant amount of money that we can give to an individual to help them catch up. You know, the whole mission of this program is to ensure that, you know, when those moratoriums end, that people aren't displaced. So that way New Mexicans, you know, can stay in their homes and they won't be at risk of housing instability or homelessness. You know, that's what this program is geared for. But you know, a lot of families made some hard decisions during the pandemic, and they were able to pay rent, by you know, borrowing money, or even some people had to do payday loans from what we've heard. And you know, we want to make sure that we can assist those people as well, and that's why we're trying to cover 3 months of future rent to help them get back on their feet and be in a good place in terms of their housing.
I understand. And that's a really interesting point that you made about the future rent payments. And so if someone is listening to us this morning and they did make those other arrangements and borrowed money or took out a loan or whatever, you can't pay those things back. But I guess what you're saying is you could pay future rent. And so then that would help those renters be able to pay back those loans that they took if they don't have to pay rent that month or for the next 3 months. Isn't that the idea?
Yeah, definitely. And we're actually working with the Treasury Department on trying to open up the guidelines that they set for us in terms of like some of those loans and perhaps paying some interest in those. But, you know, everything where we kind of venture out of the initial guidance, you know, we kind of got to work with them and making sure that we're still in compliance with that. But, you know, right now, if you need that future rent You know, if you fall under the eligibility, which is, you know, there is an income aspect to this, you need to be under 80% of the average median income, need to be impacted directly or indirectly by COVID-19, need to be, or, you know, one aspect is that you could be at risk of homelessness or housing instability. And for people that owe rent, you know, that would cover that, right? Because you could be evicted for owing rent. You do need to be a renter. And in New Mexico, one requirement or one non-requirement is that you do not need to have a social security number. And I really want to make sure that people understand that we are not, this program isn't just for American citizens or residents. You know, we're not interested in that. You know, our thing is that if you're in New Mexico and you qualify for this, you're in a rental obligation, you know, we want to be able to catch you up on rent or, you know, help you out with some future rent as well.
Right, and that's understood. And I know I always ask you when we talk about landlords, and so here I go again, but I really feel that, you know, landlords have a role to play in this too, right? Because if they're under this moratorium as well and they're not getting rent from their renters, I would imagine it would behoove them to make sure their renters and tenants know about this program and know how to apply in order so that the landlord may someday get their money, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we've had, you know, we've been doing a number of calls and Zoom meetings and stuff with different property management groups and different landlords to really encourage them to participate in the program. And a lot of people are stepping up to, you know, there's different aspects to this program and it really can be a win-win for everyone, right? You know, we want to make sure that people have a place to live and so they can get their rent paid. The landlord or the property management company can get the money that's owed to them. And then the state is doing our best effort in making sure that the pandemic doesn't cause an eviction tsunami, which is something that a number of nonprofits and housing organizations are really, truly worried about and something that we really care about. We want to make sure that people have a place to live. And that's what's important about this program and making sure that people participate. So with landlords, you know, we're really trying to get out there and encourage them to submit a W-9 to the state. There was a little bit of confusion in terms of this program is a new program. And so if you had a W-9 with, let's say, the Mortgage Finance Authority who was administering something last year, that doesn't work. You need to have one with the state of New Mexico. So the best place to go to submit that is renthelpnm.org. You can download the W-9, fill it out, send it back to us. And so then that way we can make the payment directly to the landlord. And then at the end of the year, we'd send a 1099 to them. But, you know, we're also trying to get landlords to promote to their tenants, you know, that the program's available. A lot of tenants don't keep their leases if they do have a lease agreement. And so we're trying to get landlords to, you know, for people that owe rent, you know, get them a copy of their lease so that way they can upload that into their application portal. So that way we can kind of circumvent any incomplete applications, which is something that created a bit of a backlog on the initial launch, was that we had a lot of incomplete applications, missing a lot of documentation and incomplete fields. And so we had to work through that to try to move past that. I also want to mention briefly that we are working towards doing bulk distributions that we have been in communication with the Treasury Department on this. And so right now we're doing it with utilities, with utility companies, where we're looking at people that qualify for the program that owe, you know, a certain amount of back utility payments. And so we're just making those payments on their behalf, right? So that way it would be the minimum amount of required effort needed by those that are behind on their utilities. So we just want to make sure that people can still have water, still have their lights on and make those payments on their behalf. And we're also working with a similar program for rent as well with large property management companies. And then eventually that'll trickle down to, you know, landlords that maybe only own a few properties, but we are working on doing those bulk distributions as well.
Understood. And with the utility program, Mr. Valdez, is that, again, for past due and perhaps future utility bills or just past due utilities?
Yeah, so with those bulk payments, that's just going to be past due, right? So that's just going to, you know, and that's meant so that way people don't unexpectedly get, you know, their utilities shut off.
Understood. And you mentioned this kind of eviction tsunami that everyone's hoping to avoid, and I think that makes a lot of sense. But that's a really a big concern, isn't there, that eventually, you know, the unemployment benefits are going to maybe run out, or the additional unemployment benefits will run out, and the the rental stopping of accepting rent is going to run out, and folks are going to find themselves in a hard spot and probably come to you and your program for help, hoping that there's still money available. That's what you're trying to avoid, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's why we're really trying to push people to apply now, right? There's no reason to wait or to delay it. Even if you are on unemployment right now and you're able to kind of make the payments, or maybe you're not and you're falling behind pretty significantly, you know, that debt is not going to go away. It'll be there, and you know, you could be evicted, you could be sent to collections, but you know, we have a significant amount of money available, and so it's important to get out ahead of this and go to renthelpnm.org and start the application process, so that way, you know, you won't be evicted and forced to find some new housing.
Right. And again, as we kind of wrap up our conversation this morning, I did want to ask you a bit. You mentioned earlier that you spent about $12 million or so. You still have about 130 or so million, if my math is right, and it probably isn't this early in the morning. But that sounds to me like it's going to last for a while. But obviously, you would like to get as many people to apply as possible to deplete that amount. And so how long, I guess my question is, how long do you think the funds are going to be there for folks to be able to apply for them?
So initially, and I think when we first talked, you know, we were working with the deadline of us having 65% of the funds allocated by September of this year. Thankfully, the Treasury Department has recognized that states aren't in where we all thought we would be. And so they are giving us some breathing room. So the program itself it runs until next year. But again, with the evictions and those type of things, you know, we really want people to apply right now because we don't know. We're still kind of, we're still trying to figure out, what that may look like in terms of is the federal government going to extend the deadline completely, or are they just going to kind of ease up the percentage that we need to do? You know, we're still in those meetings and still trying to figure those out. But what we can do right now is encourage people to go to renthelpnm.org and apply, because there is obviously, with the amount of money that we have, there's just no reason for anybody to wait.
Indeed. And that's a good reminder for everybody. And again, I know a lot of folks, you know, may be thinking, well, I'm not in need of money right now. We're able to make ends meet, which is great. But I think after the year and a half that we've all been through, there's a lot of unknowns out there. And I guess that would be your advice to folks to apply. And at least even if they aren't eligible or don't need the money right now, they would be able to apply and be in the system if and when their situation changes. Is that good advice?
Oh, definitely. And especially those that are affected, you know.
Sure.
We've made some awards to people that we paid their whole year of rent. We've had some individuals that were impacted indirectly, obviously, with employment, whether they were furloughed or lost their job, completely, or had their hours cut. But there's also been people that are just, you know, were affected directly by COVID-19, to where they contracted the virus, you know, they accrued some medical expenses that put them in debt. And, you know, in some families, you know, obviously, unfortunately, they had to bury loved ones, and they had to, you know, accrue those costs, for having to do that. And so, you know, especially, you know, we're really encouraging those people that, if you fell behind, to apply now. And then, you know, if that did happen to you, you know, and you qualify within the income eligibility to apply as well.
Right. No, and that's a great point. And again, there's a lot of scenarios from this past year and a half that I think a lot of folks maybe don't take into account or don't think about, that would put a family or a couple or an individual in line for this this assistance. And so it's important to remember that this is still available, and it sounds like will be available for the next several months, which is good news, because I think it's going to be a needed service. And so, again, we encourage folks to apply. Again, the website, Mr. Valdez, is renthelpnm.org, correct?
Correct. Yeah, so that's the website. We also have a toll-free number, and I'll give that out right now. So if people, you know, we recognize that New Mexico is a pretty diverse state in terms of technology availability and literacy. So we do have a toll-free number, and that is 1-833-485-1334. Again, 1-833-485-1334.
Very good. Well, Henry Valdez, we always appreciate your time and the information that you bring, and thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. You're very welcome. That is Henry Valdez from the New Mexico Department of Finance and Administration speaking with us this morning right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.